U.S.-led airstrikes on Kobani can be seen and heard from the city of Suruç on the Turkish-Syrian border. Crowds of Kurds have gathered around the area to watch developments in Kobani. Many are worried about their family members stuck inside.
This is an American airstrike that just hit the city of Kobani.
The U.S. is supposedly targeting members of the terror group ISIL. Kurds watching from the Turkish side of the border say there are still thousands of civilians inside.
There are still 7,000 to 8,000 civilians inside. We need help from the international community, not America. The U.S. is the one that created the ISIL. We need weapons to defend ourselves.
This Kurdish man holds up a Kurdish newspaper. He says the newspaper is the only thing he trusts.
The Kurds just want justice. Imperialist countries are trying to destroy the region. No one tells the truth about us. We all know who they are. The Americans say they are trying to help. If they are really doing anything to help the Kurdish people, I still don't know.
The ISIL attack on Kobani has forced hundreds of thousands to flee to neighboring Turkey. Eyewitness reports say the ISIL terrorists keep beheading, raping, and torturing civilians. This man, who just came from Kobani, has witnessed the accounts firsthand.
They believe if they butcher a Kurd, they will go to heaven. This is all because of Turkey.
Kurds here have made several attempts to try and take in humanitarian aid to the besieged city of Kobani, but the Turkish army is lined up across the border, not letting anyone in. They also warn to shoot any people who attempt to go further. Serena Shim, Press TV, Suruç.